Troy from Zia Comics here again with another travel update from my trip to Abu Dhabi. I was looking for something to do, so I looked up online and I found some off-roading in Abu Dhabi. If the Middle East is known for one thing, besides oil and camels, it's expansive desert. So there was a ton of desert out there. Got in the guy to come pick us up. We drove out in the middle of the desert in his 4x4, and we drove that thing until he had to pull over and let it cool down. Then we went to their little desert hideaway, and we got to ride ATVs around the desert for the rest of the morning. Really great trip. The off-roading was a little hazardous, and I have some videos of that. In fact, I dropped the phone on one of them. It was bumping around so much. So with no further ado, let me get to the video. Okay, right here at the beginning, we just hit a big bump. I dropped the phone, had to pick it up. It was really, really bumpy. Dude was going crazy off-road. And right about here, I believe, is where he turned around and kind of laughed at me because I was crying and praying that we didn't die or roll over out here in the middle of the desert where there was no one to come and save us. Our driver, dude, he was all into the off-roading. Here's a picture where the handle used to be when the previous person must have ripped it off from my driver's driving. Like I told you, he had a lead foot, so we got there long before the rest of the people in our group. This is the rest of the group catching up with us after we had enough time to stop, look around, take some pictures, and he popped the hood on the truck. Okay, I wasn't exaggerating when I told you my driver had a lead foot. We had time to get out, stop, and admire the panoramic views of the desert. We were in the middle of nowhere. We were miles and miles out into the middle of the Abu Dhabi desert. If he had wanted, he probably could have just killed us and buried us in one of the sand dunes right here, and nobody would have found us until the next excursion. This was a necessary stop to pop the hood and let some of the motors cool off. And they also hooked up some pumps and put more air back in the tires, because before we hit the desert, they did flatten the tires just a little bit so they would have more grip. Next stop was a Bedouin camp, so everybody could go in and take a restroom break, because after getting yourself jostled around inside that vehicle all morning, you were probably ready to relieve yourself. This is the camp where they do have night excursions. There you see all the seating. They put on shows out in the middle with belly dancing and, you know, hawk demonstrations, you know, hunting hawks right out here. We didn't take the night excursion on this day, but we did take it on a later date, and I have a video for that later. And what is any Bedouin camp without, camels? Next was our ATV ride through the desert. Those helmets were just a suggestion. This is our guide through the desert, because you really don't want to get lost out there in the middle of nowhere. I don't know if they'd even come and look for us. Okay, here we are taking off. It was a big game of follow the leader, so we kept, you know, him in sight of us at all times. It might not look like it, but at that speed, that sand is like glass or ice. You can slide around pretty easily and lose control of your ATV. That was my day excursion out into the Abu Dhabi desert, off-roading in both 4x trucks and on ATVs. Like I said, they do have a nighttime excursion, which includes the partying, the belly dancing, a couple other little shows, and the falconing exhibition. I did do that on a later date. That's going to be in a later video. So if you like this video and you'd like to see more travel videos like this, subscribe, man. It don't cost you nothing, and it helps us out a lot. And until you see that next video, later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.